Advice and Dissent. I haven't met a rich technician, Jim Rogers. I always laugh at people who say, I've never met a rich technician. I love that. It is such an arrogant, nonsensical response. I used fundamentals for 9 years and then got rich as a technician. Marty Schwartz. Not very encouraging. Okay, so maybe the key to success wasn't whether you were a fundamentalist or a technician. I mean, I had made a lot of money using both of these methods. While I found technical analysis indispensable, there was nothing like a good fundamental situation to really make a market move. Maybe another topic would begin to reveal the pro's secret. Diversify your investments. John Templeton. All right, now I was getting somewhere. This was striking a familiar chord. Maybe I had placed too much emphasis on the soybean oil spreads. I had too large a percentage of my capital committed to that market and that trade. Even afterwards, I was trading only one market at a time. This looked like my first lesson from the masters. Diversify. Or it looked that way until I read the following. Diversification is a hedge for ignorance. William O'Neill. Concentrate your investments. If you have a harem of 40 women, you never get to know any of them very well. Warren Buffett. Buffett has made more than $1 billion in the market. Who was I to disagree with him? But Templeton is also one of the greatest investors alive, and he said something totally opposite of Buffett. Okay, so maybe diversification wasn't the answer either. Maybe you could put all of your eggs in one basket and still get rich by watching the basket very closely. Perhaps the topics I had selected so far were too broad in their implications. Certainly the pros would agree on the more specific and practical applications of investment and trading mechanics.